Blog Talk Radio.
Princess Jazz, Princess Jazz. Sexy K, Sexy K.
And Mr. Temptation, Mr. Temptation.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in to Tell All Radio. This is your girl Jasmine, aka Miss Princess Jazzy, and I'm here with only one of my co-hosts, which is kind of going to make me, you know, I'm not going to say no bad words, but like I said, I'm here with one of my co-hosts, Miss Sexy K. Okay. Maybe I'm not here with one of my co-hosts. Well, anyway, tonight we have a great show, but before we get into the details, I want to give a major shout-out to PD Radio for being such an amazing production with such an amazing group of people. They are definitely entertaining, fun. Their show comes on every Tuesday from 8 until 9 p.m., and just listen. Like I said, they're fun, they're exciting, they keep it going at all times. So, go ahead and kick it with them. All right, now, and I was going to do my little special effect with my mouth, but I tried it, and it's kind of lame, so I'm not going to
do it. I'm here, Jasmine, because I got...
Yeah. So, yeah, one of our topics for tonight is going to be on decision-making, and one of my questions is, why do we do what we do in certain situations? And a second part to that question is, why is it so hard for us to forgive those who have hurt us in life when God can forgive us so easily? So with that being said, let's kind of talk about and discuss why we do things in certain situations. Like, why do we get upset if somebody says something ignorant to us instead of just letting it go, brushing it off, moving on? What do you think, Keisha?
We're just human. This is human. Me, I'm not easily to get upset. It takes a lot for me to get upset. And then if I'm mad with you for 1 minute, trust me, probably the next 3 minutes, I'm back smiling and laughing with you. I don't really hold grudges and stuff like that. But, we're just human. That's all.
Well, for me, I don't know. I get upset, but like you said, I rarely get upset. So when I do, you know that it's something major.
Yeah.
You know that it's kind of like, okay, somebody overstepped, you know, their boundary with me or with who somebody that I love and care about. So that's the only time I really get upset. And it's funny because people laugh at me when I get upset. They think it's funny because I can't yell, so they be laughing at me, and then I start laughing, and then I'm just like, you know what, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's just move on.
Y'all mess me up for being mad now.
Exactly. I've never been in a situation, on the other question, why is it so hard to forgive when God forgives us so easily. I've never been in a situation where I couldn't forgive someone. He says forgive, but you have to forget it. Just forgive, like sincerely. Say, you know what? you did something to me, you hurt me, but I'm better than that, I'm stronger than that, so I'm going to keep it moving. And I'm going to just, you know, let you
go
do whatever it is you're trying to do.
Yeah, just go with the flow.
Exactly.
And I couldn't think of nothing, really, until I just thought about, you know, realizing I have a different dad. That hurt me, and I held a grudge with my mom and my dad, but now I just let it go. I let it go. So I forgave them, but I have not forgotten about, you know, I can't forget about it. So that still bothers me sometimes, but, you know, forgive them, though.
I feel the same way, you know, with my dad, because he wasn't always there for me when I needed him. So, and the fact that the funny thing about that is I've never been, you know, offish towards him. I've never, like, disliked him or hated him or nothing like that. I've always loved my dad, always, even when he wasn't there, even when I couldn't talk to him, even when he didn't want to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say, that's still my dad. I still love him. I still care about him. I'm still a part of him. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So for me, it was just kind of, I never really held a grudge. I was upset. I was hurt, definitely. But I never held a grudge about it because, you know, people do things. And you never know what someone else's situation is, why they do what they do.
You're right. You're right about that.
So with that question thrown out there, we have a couple of callers, so maybe they want to talk and give their input on forgiveness and why we do things we do in certain situations. So I'm going to put somebody on the air. Hopefully they'll want to talk to us this week. And I'm going to try not to curse if they don't.
Oh, yes, not today.
Let you know, stuff happens.
Yes.
With that being said,
this is so
crazy. Bell All Radio, who is this? Where are you calling from? Hello? Bell All Radio? All right, they didn't want to talk to us.
Don't forget to press 1.
Don't forget to press 1, you guys, please.
Wait, after you dial the number first, now.
Yeah, dial the number first. Wow. Dial the number first. The number is 646-478-3599. Dial the number and then press 1 to talk. If you hear the little, it's going to bing, it's going to say bing, that means you're on the air. So pay attention. I need to get some sound effects. Like, for this is embarrassing.
Mm-mm.
So, right now, my questions were about forgiveness. Why is it so hard for us to forgive people who have hurt us, but so easy for God to forgive us, but knowing what we do? And also, my other question was. Yeah, that was my question. Oh, my other question was, why do we do what we do in certain situations? Why do we make certain decisions when it comes to situations in our lives? We have some more callers on the line, so I'm going to try to get them to, you know, come on and talk us, the topics with us. Once again, you dialed the number, you pressed 1, so if you hear a bing, then that means you're on the air.
Yeah.
So talk to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So our radio, who's this? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello.
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? Yeah, I hear you now. Jasmine. Yes. Can you hear me?
You know who this is?
Yes, I know who this is, Nicole.
Oh. No, it's funny because I wasn't trying to talk yet. I just dialed a number.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, you just happened to be, you know, the pick.
Yes, I'm
so do you want to chime in on the topics or you want me to hit you back?
Hit me back. I don't know what it is.
Okay. All right, I'll hit you back.
All right.
All right, you guys, so our questions were, because I see we have some more callers calling in right now. So the questions were, why do we do what we do in certain situations? And why is it so hard for us to forgive those who have hurt us when God forgives so easily? So I'm going to go to another caller, see if they want to talk. So on radio, this, where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Karen from Conway.
Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Hi. So I'm going to repeat the questions for you, and I want you to just give me your input. One of the questions was, why do we do what we do in certain situations?
Oh, you asking me?
Yes.
I guess because you do it because you just want to do it, whatever it is. I mean, you already know if it's right or wrong, but you've already made up in your mind if you're going to do it. So you just do whatever you do when you know it's wrong because you want to do it.
That's true. Sweet and simple. The other question was, why is it so hard for us to forgive those who have hurt us in life when God forgives so easily?
Well, I would say if you're not completely saved and you don't know exactly who God is and what he's done for you, you can't really forgive until you've really accepted him into your heart and understand what it means to forgive someone. And then sometimes the hurt is just so deep, you just have to be able to, you have to know that you have to pray to God to ask him to help you to forgive him.
Yeah.
Because what they do to you is so bad that physically on your own, you can't forgive them.
Yeah.
You can't do it by yourself.
So what do you say to people who don't believe in God at all? Or they question him or his power?
I tell them, I'll be praying for your brother. That's all I can tell them. Everybody has the right to their own opinion.
Okay.
So, until I can really go to them and explain to them what I know about the Bible and what I know about God, I can't really tell them anything. See, I'm still working on me as is. So I can't really hold anything against them if they don't believe in what I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them I'll just be praying for them.
Pray for me, please. Are you praying for this?
I pray for you every day, dear.
I mean, I believe in God, but I still need prayer.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Miss Karen.
You're
and keep
welcome.
Listening.
I will.
All right, you guys. That was Karen from Conway, South Carolina.
Appreciate her. She's always calling in and supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
I sound so country right now, but that's how she just sounded sometimes. That's how she be sounding. She's funny because she adapts to her surroundings. So if she's around you and you talk like you're from New York, I'm sure she'll probably be like, "Yo, what's up, son?" Like, or everything else. I'm pretty sure she'll go right into it, like, "Yo, what's up? How you doing, boo?" She'd be having a little accent and everything. I'm telling you. I love you, Karen. I know she's going to be like, why are you on the radio talking about me? All right, so I'm going to go to another caller, see if they want to, you know, chime in on the conversation. Once again, the questions were, why do we do the things that we do in certain situations? And also, why is it so hard for us to forgive people who have hurt us in our lives, but it's so easy for God to forgive us for what we do? So, here we go. Another caller. Yeah, it's taking a long time. Tell our radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Tell our radio.
Yeah, they don't want to talk. Buzzards. I'm not going to curse, but I'm going to talk junk.
Remember, you guys, press 1. And if you hear a ding, then that means you're on the air. So I'm not gonna take no more callers right now. I'm going to go into another question that I wanted to get to everybody's attention. I want to talk about tonight, which is, why do people believe in God? Keisha, I know you believe in God. So why do you believe in God?
First of all, you have to, if you have faith, faith. If you have faith, you should believe.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think when I was younger, I believed in God just because that's what was instilled in me to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I grew up around. That's, okay, you know, I grew up going to church every Sunday.
You know, we had been there.
Exactly. And then the crazy part was is that once you got a little bit older and you started being around other kids that were around your age, you started wanting to go to church because it was fun. Everybody was there. It was like the club.
Yeah.
Like the playground. Like everybody was there. So I think that's, when I was younger, that's the reason why I, you know,
really wanted to go.
You know, believing in God and wanting to go to church. And then now that I'm older, it's kind of like, I believe in God because I know that's what I need to do. If I didn't believe in God, then how would I be able to wake up every morning? How would I be able to breathe? How would I be able to give birth to a baby? Like, how would I even be here if it wasn't for God?
Mm-hmm.
I think about all these different things, and I'm just like, it's crazy to me that there are even atheists in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to judge anybody. I'm not going to say you're wrong, but because you're entitled to your own opinion. But it's just kind of like, how do you explain everything that is created in this world and not think that there's a higher being who created it? How do people have cancer one day and then they pray and go for healing and ask God to take it away from them, and then it's gone 7 days later? How can you not believe that there is someone out, you know, else above us that can take that pain away or that hurt away or that, what's the word? I don't know, just how can you believe, I just don't get how you don't think that there's a God. I really don't. It's weird to me, confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Because and I think it's more confusing for me because I grew up on that. So that's what I know.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try to take another caller. See if they wanna chime in. Remember, if you hear the bing, that means you're on the air. Here we go. Tell our radio, who is this? Where are you calling from?
to our radio. Who's this? Where you calling from? You don't want to talk? Okay. And want to talk? See, try not to curse. But it's hard.
You don't have music?
Yes, I do have some music. Actually, I'm going to play, first let me tell y'all who I'm going to be interviewing tonight. I'm going to be interviewing a gospel rapper by the name of Vincent Young. I'm not really that into gospel rap because for me, I'm more old school when it comes to my spiritual music.
Yeah, that's what I love.
Yeah, so I was a little reluctant when I talked to him. He seems like a nice guy, and, you know, he sent me his music, and I listened to it, and I actually
liked it.
I like it, but I wouldn't bump it, like, every day, but, but, you know, that's, like I said, for me, my spiritual music has to be, you know, calm and soothing for me. It can't be overbearing and like I'm at the club. But yeah, I do love it. It's very original, very different from the gospel rap that I've heard before. So I'm going to play one of his songs called, let's see, what do you want to hear, Keisha? Do you want to hear Angel Wings, Celebrate, or Victory?
Angel Wings.
Angel Wings. I love that song. It's cute. Mm-hmm. All right, so here we go. Vincent Young, Angel Wings.
Give me angel wings.
We'll walk and slay demons every day.
Give me angel wings.
We'll walk and slay demons every day.
Give me angel wings.
We'll walk and slay demons every day.
Give me angel wings. Give me angel wings. Give me angel wings. Lord, give me strength.
Psalms 28, verse 7.
Lord, give me strength.
Psalms 18, verse 1.
Lord, give me strength. God, please give me a reason. It's that season. I keep fighting off these devils and these demons. Give me angel wings so I can fly above the trouble till it's over. I'm a soldier. I'ma give it all my money. Lord, give me strength. God, please give me a reason. It's that season. I keep fighting off these devils and these demons. Give me angel wings so I can fly above the trouble till it's over. I'm a soldier. I'ma give it all my money.
I don't care about the devil. My Bible chapters will clap them. I walk in hellfire with Bible verses in plastic. Carry demons on stretchers. Put their bodies in caskets. Slaying witches and warlocks. Devils, demons, and dragons. I live for Jesus Christ. I rip his blood and stripes. I crucify them demons. They call themselves legions. I cast them out and make them shake like an earthquake. I'm not Adam and Eve. I don't talk to snakes.
Lord, give me strength. God, please give me a reason. It's that season. I keep fighting off these devils and these demons. Give me angel wings so I can fly above the trouble till it's over. I'm a soldier. I'ma give it all my luck. Lord, give me strength. God, please give me a reason. It's that season. I keep fighting off these devils and these demons. Give me angel wings so I can fly above the trouble till it's over. I'm a soldier. I'ma give it all my money. Give me angel wings so I can fly above the struggle. Give me angel wings so I can fly above the struggle. Give me angel wings so I can fly above the struggle. Give me angel wings. Give me angel wings. Give me angel wings.
Lord,
give me strength. Lord, give me strength.
So I can slay demons every day.
Lord, give me strength.
So I can slay demons every day.
Lord, give me strength.
Lord,
give me strength. Lord, give me strength. Lord, give me strength. God, please give me a reason. It's that season. I keep fighting off these devils and these demons. Give me angel wings so I can fly above the trouble till it's over. I'm a soldier. I'ma give it all my luck. Lord, give me strength. God, please give me a reason. It's that season. I keep fighting off these devils and these demons. Give me angel wings so I can fly above the trouble till it's over. I'm a soldier. I'ma give it all my luck.
All right, you guys, once again, that was Vincent Young, Angel Rings. Did you like that, Keisha?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it.
I liked it.
I was over here playing my hips a little bit, you know.
Yeah. that's the thing. For me, I'm kind of like, okay, this is gospel music. I'm not supposed to be wanting to get up and, you know what I mean, and do the crip walk or something. I'm not supposed to want to do that. I'm not supposed to be trying to bounce my shoulders and shake my butt. That's not supposed to be. I see we have some callers calling in, and I just want to throw this out there because I seen y'all callers when I was playing the music. Y'all just kind of clicked the off button and got off real quick. That's trifling. I just want y'all to know. That is real trifling, and you let me know who you are. No, I'm not going to judge. I'm just saying, it's not no coincidence that your phone happened to hang up when I was playing. Okay. I'm just saying. I want to throw another question out there. Hopefully Vincent Young will be calling in sometime soon. Because if not, I'm gonna be mad. And I might curse. I'm gonna try not to. So another question I want to throw out there is, if God knows who will be saved, what's the point of believing in him? Mm-hmm. And that thing right there, when I read that, it made me think, like, oh my God, who would even ask that question? Because I feel like, for me, I feel like even though God knows who's going to be saved in the future, God knows all the decisions that you're going to make. God knows if you're going to go left or if you're going to go right. God knows if you're going up or you're going down. You're saying yes or you're saying no before you even know what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I think the reason why God knows this is because he made you. So he already knows what you're going to do. He made you in his image. And also I feel like, you know, saying that, what's the point of believing in him? Like I said before, why not? Like, you can breathe on your own. There's air. What is air? Who created air? Was there air before anybody was here? So it's kind of like, the fact that you don't believe is weird because there's so many things that are, I'm not even going to say magical, but just so many things that happened before we were even here. And people, and what my thing is, I wonder about the Bible. Like, who honestly knows that these people actually wrote what was really being done or what was really being said. And for a long time I didn't read the Bible because I was like, you know, how do I know if this is true?
Mm-hmm.
This is just a book, another book of among many books in the world. Well, how do I know? And I'm being honest, how do I know if this is real and not just something to get me to go a certain way? And it took a while for me to really understand, and I had to pray and ask God to give me understanding, to get me to step away from my bodily thoughts, my worldly thoughts, and into my spiritual being so that I can, you know, read the Bible and understand it and try. Because if you don't try, how can you say something wrong? Or how can you, you know, I don't know. I'm just like, you know, that was my struggle, not being able to read the Bible because of what I was thinking. I was thinking too much into, you know, my worldly thoughts instead of, you know, listening to my heart, listening to what God was telling me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that I've gotten out of that because for a long time I didn't even carry a Bible. Like when we was in church, I looked at the screen. You know they be having them screens up now. Where they put up the verses. I would just look at the screen because I'm just like, they got it up there. You got to read it for yourself. That's what I had to learn. You have to read it for yourself because if you look at everybody or if you look at someone to tell you, okay, this is in the Bible, this is what this means, that's not necessarily probably what it means, or that's not necessarily what's in the Bible. That's them telling you. So just find out for yourself. So, Keisha, what do you think about that?
I agree with you. I agree.
All right, so we're going to take some callers and see if they want to chime in to the discussion. The question was, you guys, that was not the question. Well, I'm going to throw that question in there, too. Why do people believe in God? And if he knows who will be saved, what's the point of believing in him? You already know you're going to be saved, so what's the point? I don't like the question guy because I know he will come down with the wrath so fast. He will make me hurt so bad I can't do
it. Wondering what happened.
Exactly.
What happened? And you got to think back.
Agree. Exactly. I'm going to agree with everything God says because I'm not trying to challenge him at all because I know I'm not going to win.
Exactly.
So let's take another call and see if they want to chime in. Remember, if you hear a bing, so a person, bing. I know you probably didn't hear because I was talking, but tell our radio who's this, where are you calling from? Hello? They still don't want to talk to us. It's rude. I want to ask this question. I want to throw this question out there, and I know a lot of people are probably going to get upset with me for throwing this out there, but why is it so when we talk about, oh, he was with this chick, oh, we was at the party at the club, everybody want to call in, but when we talk about something serious, or we talk about is life-changing, don't nobody want to say nothing. Don't nobody want to call me. Don't nobody want to comment. Don't nobody want to say nothing. That bothers me. It really does. I'm like, really? Like, people are really hanging up. Real talk. I was like, seriously? This is how y'all do? Okay, I understand if you on the line and I click on you and you can't, for some reason, there's some technical difficulties, you can't say nothing. But the people who call in and then hang up after, when I start asking a serious question or I start talking about, God, because that's what we're talking about tonight, guys, God, don't be ashamed, don't be afraid. Just speak from God and tell us what you think. The questions are not to make you look bad. It's just, honestly, I looked up frequently asked questions about God.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the questions that came up from people. So I'm going to put another question out there. And this question is, if God knows everything before it happens, do people really have free will? So with that, I was actually discussing this with a friend of mine earlier today, because when I was going through and figuring out, which questions I was going to put on the air, he asked me. He was like, so what do you think about that question? And I think that I was telling him, I was like, yes, God knows everything because he created everything. But yes, he knows what you're going to do. He knows what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. But he also gives you free will to do whatever you're going to do. Even though he knows what you're going to do, you still make mistakes. People, one minute, they'd be like, all right, I'm going to go to church, like me. Sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
in my mind and my heart, I want to go to church.
Yes, me too.
But that's
do
a decision
we make it
that
there?
I think.
Sometimes we
exactly.
Don't.
Exactly. But it's like he doesn't punish us.
Because you have it in your heart to want to go.
Exactly. It's in your heart to want to celebrate him. And I'm going to throw this out there, too. Just because you don't go to church doesn't mean you can't praise God where you are.
Exactly.
And I want to put that out there because a lot of people, they feel like, well, they say, you know, if I don't go to church, then I don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I don't go to church, then that means that, you know, I don't love God, or I'm being, you know, a heathen.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I was at the club the night before and I couldn't wake up the next day. And if you was at the club the night before and you can't wake up the next day, maybe you need to not go to the club on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need to stay at the house and wake up in the morning and go to church. But you know, I want to throw that out there. Like, you don't have to go to church in order to be saved. And I think the church kind of sends that message to people,
mm-hmm.
making them think that, oh, you have to go to church. You have to pay tithes. And paying tithes, I want to throw that out there, too. If you're at a church and they get the plate comes to you, like, five times, something's right. You need to relocate to a different church or something, because sometimes even in the house of God, there are people that are there for self.
Mm-hmm.
They're not there for the right reasons. They're not there for God. They're not there to help you and guide you to getting a closer relationship with Him. They're just there to take your money.
Yeah.
So you have to be mindful and pray. Prayer, I'm telling you, prayer will get you to where you need to be. Because I've been doing a lot of praying lately for God to control my mind, my body, my thoughts, my mouth, everything. Because sometimes I can get a little reckless.
Mm-hmm.
I can talk a little junk, and y'all know that. Like last week, I went off. I was going in. But I prayed about it, and I asked God to forgive me. Although the deed was already done, I did repent. So make sure y'all repent and ask God to forgive you. But don't keep doing the same thing over and over and over, because then it's kind of just like, just do it. Don't even come to me. Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Might as well just do it. So I'm going to go to some more callers. And the question that I'm going to throw out there is, if God knows everything before it happens, do people really have free will? That is the question. So I'll go to some callers if they want to chime in. Tell all radio who's this.
Hello.
Hello.
Yay.
Yes, Nicole. Yes, Nicole.
Don't put me on blast like that, for real.
So the question is, if, huh?
I beat me in like 10, 15 minutes ago, and I'm just not getting through. I got a problem with that.
Mm-mm. You know what? Whatever. The question is.
Go ahead.
If God knows everything before it happens, do people really have free will?
Mm.
What do you think about that?
That's a good question. Kind of iffy on that one. I guess it's like a yes and a no, because He already knows what you're going to do, but at the same time, He throws things in your way just to test you to see if you're going to fall for it or not.
Mm.
See how strong you are. If you say that you trust and believe in Him and you fall for it, then like the old saying goes, the Lord knows those that are His. Plain and simple.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's another question. Why do people believe in God?
I don't know why. I know why I believe in him.
Why do you believe in God?
I mean, why not believe in him? He's the first, the last. He's the finisher, the starter of my life. So, I mean, if I can go on with my, you know, my life and everything, doing what I need to do, what's right to please him, then hey, by all means, necessary. Erin is here too, Jasmine.
Hi, Erin. They at work right now, you guys.
Why do you believe in God?
Why do I believe in God? Like I said before, he is the creator of everything. If God didn't exist, then we wouldn't be here. If God didn't exist, then we couldn't breathe, or we couldn't live in the houses that we live in. You know, he gives people talents to create a better world or a better life. And if he didn't do that, then we wouldn't have nothing. So that's why I believe in God.
Okay, I thought you were a little something.
Whatever. So silly. All right, thank you for calling in, Nicola.
Bye.
Bye. So, I'm just at this point. I'm a little. I was very reluctant about doing this topic tonight, just because mm-hmm. it's so. People feel so weird about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't want to talk about what God has done for them and what God is doing or what God is going to do. You know, for them, they don't want to talk about that. They just want to talk about money, clothes, girls, guns, who got the better car. That's what they want to talk about.
Yeah.
So I was very reluctant on even, you know, talking about this topic, but it's a very personal thing for me because, you know, I'm in that journey, that spiritual journey right now in my life. Trying to get closer to him, trying to understand things that are going on and things that are happening to me personally and also in the world. So for me, it was I had a very emotional, you know, breakdown before I actually decided to do the show. And I was like, I don't know what to say. I'm nervous because I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't know how people are going to react to it. I don't know, you know, how I'm going to react, what I'm going to say. I might curse in the middle of a minute, you know. Like, I was just like, I don't know. Like, I'm nervous. I don't know what to do. But, you know, I prayed about it, and I asked God to just control me. Just control me, you know, help me keep it mellow and just relax and enjoy talking about him because I enjoy God, absolutely. I'm a sinner, yes. Don't think of me as a hypocrite. Don't say, well, one minute you cursing and the next minute you talking about you love God.
Love God is perfect.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be the first one to admit that I'm a sinner, absolutely. But I believe in God and I love God, and he is definitely the head of my life. Whether I make mistakes, you know, down the line or not, I still trust in him to keep me going. So I'm definitely, it's just definitely freaking me out that, you know, people just don't want to talk about this. People are just like, no. They just really don't. Like, they're scared away when you mention God. And that's crazy. So, I want to throw this out there. I was thinking about this today, and I was like, you know, what allows people to commit to, okay, I watch Basketball-Wise every week. Mm-hmm. I know what time to come on. I know what channel. I know when to get myself together so I can watch it, sit there and relax. I know all of that. So why is it so easy for me to know that, okay, this is coming on or this show is coming on or I need this music video is coming out today, but it's hard for me to commit to reading the Bible at least once a week or praying every day or going to church on Sundays, going to Bible study on Wednesday? Why is it so hard for us to commit to God but so easy for us to commit to the world?
I mean, what you really, really like. I mean, of course, we love Jesus, and we really like that, too. But I don't know.
For me, I don't know. It is. And I was thinking about it, and I was just like, for me, I think it's because I feel like not worthy. It's easy for us to do worldly things because it doesn't take a lot out of us.
Mm-hmm.
And if it does take a lot out of us, in the long run, we're just like, we'll shrug it off and keep it moving, mm-hmm. whatever. But for me, with God, it's kind of like, I'm not worthy of his love. Because his love is patient, his love is kind, his love is not jealous, it's not, you know, pressuring, it's not, it's hard to love somebody like that. And the fact that he loved me like that is crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he can forgive me no matter what I do, even if I do it over and over, the fact that he said, you know what, just come to me, tell me you're sorry, mean it in your heart,
mm-hmm.
and I'll wipe the slate clean. That's crazy to me. Like, it really makes me shake when I think about how good God is and how people, they don't want that. That's crazy. And it's crazy that it's hard for me to just give in and then just let him take over.
Hmm.
It scares me. It scares me to know that God loves me that much. And I'm like, am I worthy enough to even accept that kind of love? And can I give that kind of love back to him?
Mm-hmm. Of course you can.
So it's hard. It's like I said, it's very, very difficult, I think, like I said, me personally, for me to even think about that, because it's so deep. It's deep. God is really here. He's not going nowhere. He's always going to forgive me. He's never going to leave me. And I'm sitting here doing stuff that he just said, look, just don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm doing it anyway because I want to do it. And then in the long run, I go through pain and suffering because I didn't listen.
Mm-hmm.
And all he wanted to do was protect me. So, I don't know. For me, like I said, when I'm in my spiritual mindset, at times, you know, I need that daily, because, and I try to do that daily now because, you know, of different situations I've been in. So I try to maintain that everyday thing. So when I listen to gospel music, I cry. It don't even matter if it's happy or if it's sad, I cry. If I sing it, I can't even finish the song.
Okay.
I'm crying in the middle of it. And it's like, it is, and all the, and the cry is more of a, like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Hmm.
Like, I'm so sorry that I'm not giving myself to you when you give yourself to me every day, all the time. You don't judge me. You don't spank me when I'm doing crazy stuff.
Yeah.
You don't punish me when I don't give you all of me. So it tears me up. I cry. And I'm just like, oh, God, why?
Mm-hmm.
I've had my moments where I just in the middle of a room and I just went to town crying, just listening to gospel music, crying.
Mm-hmm.
And crying is good for the soul, you guys. So I'm just letting y'all know that. So I'm gonna take another caller, see if they want to talk and chime in on, maybe talk about what God is doing for them, what they did for them, or anything. Just say thank you, God, when you know, like I said, you're going to hear the bing. I don't have any sound effects, so that's my sound effect. Bing. Let me go to a caller. So, already, who's calling from?
This is Black from TV Radio. I've been trying to get him. What's going on, Jasmine?
Nothing. What's going on? Nothing. We're just talking about God, and I've been throwing a few questions out there that I've seen that people ask a lot. And one of the questions was, if God knows everything before it happens, do people really have free will? So I want to chime in on that one.
So that's what the topic is right now?
Yeah, right now, that's one of the questions.
Now, you know I got phone fatigue, right? My arm is killing me.
Here you go.
What I'm going to say, I've been waiting 2 weeks to get on. I'm going to say this, though. I think as far as God knowing what people are doing before it happens, I'm not too sure about that. I think what it is, it's almost like, you know, it's almost like a football game. You know, the teams are lined up, but the game still has to be played. And I think that God looks at the soul of individuals and he understands their essence. So he knows when someone is about bad stuff, good stuff, and I think we carry ourselves accordingly. So if you're a person that you know, in your heart, you always, you know, trying to scheme and get over, he knows that, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but it's your job to change. So I just think we still have that control. And, and that's just, you know, that's just the way I put it down. But I'm glad to be on on the phone with you guys.
I'm glad to have you.
You know.
I mentioned
right.
y'all's show in the beginning. I was like, yo, y'all need to listen to PD Radio. They be off the chain.
I know. I've been trying to call since the beginning. You see that 267 number up there?
I see that. I'm going to remember that next time, next week.
You was avoiding me like a bill collector. I saw you. I want to thank you for taking my call. Love the show. Listen to the whole show. I think, you know, like you said, these topics are topics that definitely need to be talked about. People need to chime in on this. And you know, especially nowadays, 2012, we definitely need some soul searching. And, you know, these are some great topics. So I just want to applaud you on, you know, actually putting these topics out there like that. So. A great guy.
All right. I thank you for calling in, Black. And, you know, I'm going to be listening next week, Tuesday. Like I said, PD Radio, y'all, next week, every Tuesday from 8 until 9. They be talking
That's
about
right.
home stuff. So.
We definitely checking you out. So, you know, just, you know, we definitely going to be calling now, you know. So.
All right.
Later. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Peace.
So, yeah, I think you made a great point, and it is 2012, you guys. You know, people keep saying the world's about to come to an end, all this crazy stuff happening. I don't really read too much into that, but I definitely think that now, tomorrow, it doesn't matter. Just get yourself together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, start believing. Start trying to find yourself spiritually, because I'm telling you, it does a world of good to know yourself on a spiritual level. And it's healthy, and it makes you happy, because it makes me happy, especially when I cry. I'm a crybaby. I just want to say that to everybody. I'm a crybaby. So what? So what? So I'm going to take another caller and see if they want to chime in. So, radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, Grandma, what's up? What's up?
I just want to tell y'all a few things. Your question was, I don't need that. Oh. What was your question?
Okay.
Hurry up.
One of the questions was, why do people believe in God?
Oh, the reason I believe in God, because, hey, just sit down, look around, see. You know, he called everything into existence by speaking it. So, you know, so that's why I believe in God, because, you know, I'm alive and I'm well and I'm healthy. You know, I breathe. I look at the birds. I look at the stars in the sky. You know, he placed all of that. You know, he called it in Genesis, he called it all together in 6 days. In 7 days, he rested. So I feel that when you believe and trust in God, you know, you will do his will. He say, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So if you are not in love with God, a personal relationship with him, you straddling the fence. And that's what y'all doing. You straddling the fence. You're over here 1 minute talking about you love God, and you're over here the next minute in the world. You can't be in the world and serve God. He's a spirit. You gotta serve him in spirit and truth. You can't just serve him your mouth. You know, it gotta come from the heart. And then you gotta invite him into your heart. You know, because he said, hey, invite me in. He got his arm open for all the world to come. And the U.S. is going down the drain because they're not focusing on God. They haven't committed themselves to God. And just like you said, you haven't did a whole commitment. You commit some things, and then you won't commit everything. You got to put everything on the altar and say, God, I give it to you. Take it. And then you got to stay in that word. You got to read that word. That word, everything you want to know, everything that you're going through is in that word. That word is the word, honey. It's the living word. God is alive. He's not dead. He ain't on no cross that you wear around your neck. You know, he ain't on no book, bumper stickers that you have on your car. God is in your heart. You know, and he said, ask not, you know, you got to ask him to come in and serve him and be for real. You can't be no phony. You got to be for real. And the other question that you said, that sometimes that, you know, why do people won't forgive? God gave his only begotten son for us. You know, he didn't die, but just one person. He died for all the sinners. All the sinners. He died for us. You know, we come into this world sinners. So, yeah. You know, y'all young folks, if you hear me on the radio, God is on his way back. And I'm telling you, look at the times, look at the things that happen all the way around the world, you know, look at people, how they act. All right,
Grandma. Grandma, I hate cutting, but we about to get cut off. So,
all right, we gonna come back next week.
Love you.
Thank you for tuning in, you guys. Good night. Say good night.
Good night.